He swallowed a bat and felt ill. Oh yeah, he was sick and had a fever, and took himself to bed and slept for 3 nights and days and was delirious. And when he finally crawled out of his bed, he was covered in sweat and he trembled, but felt he had to go out, so he did. But now he couldn't see things as before, but instead everything registered differently, and he felt that there were ways of moving that meant his walking was weird. And to be honest, just like fucking deranged. A bit like a donkey, a bit like a rabbit, a bit like a mouse, a bit like a duck, a bit like a rooster, a bit like a heron, a bit like a pig, a bit like a deer, a bit like a crab, a bit like a scorpion, a bit like a grouse, a bit like a roach, a cockroach, a cockroach. Don't wanna be a cockroach. To himself, but he could see he was losing all his friends and making no new ones. It's like I'm cursed, and eventually he decided to go out only in the dawn. During days he slept under his bed and then went onto the roof and started sleeping there just to be on the safe side. And then one night he realized they had wings and ears, and everything was echo location. I'm echo location. And so he fled away into the wildwood full of evil eyes. All the monsters were there, and he met Dracula one night briefly and kissed one of Dracula's girls, who sucked and sucked and sucked after she had bit with her sex fangs, sex fangs, sex fangs, sex fangs. That's what he knew forever afterwards. In a world amongst the dark, dark trees of a secret, terrible wood, he had never been more scared, never been more fulfilled, as if here in the blood and sex fangs and echolocation, he was real for the first last time.